680 years after the birth of Jesus Christ, a small caravan consisting of the grandchildren of the Prophet of Islam left the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia for the city of Kufa in modern Iraq. In the middle of their journey, in a desert called Karbala, they came face to face with an army sent by the Umayyad Caliphate. An unfair war unfolded, and all the men of the caravan were killed. Their women and children were taken as prisoners. Since then, every year on Arba'in, which marks the 40th day after this event, a large number of people, in a symbolic manner and in remembrance of that event, walk on foot for 75 kilometers from Najaf to Karbala, the martyrdom place of the caravan's leader.
I have seen this in videos and I've read it in books, and to experience it is simply divine.
Stay with us. Stay with another caravan on the journey towards an event which has a universal message.
When we get to the hotel, there's a bunch of people there.
To have people, you know, from all walks of life and different parts of the world to come here in Karbala and to witness Arba'in is actually very touching.
Different types of people coming from all different places.
I've seen a lot of people from our delegation who actually were moved by Imam Hussein, really understood his message.
Being part of this commemoration is not always easy, but it represents steadfastness in fighting back against those who want to suppress this event.
He should be angry, and we could know who is Dajjal when we will see who is against that.
The test and trial began, you know, of difficulty to see if I wanted to. I looked at it as like Allah's way of trying me, to see where my heart is.
This great event of Arba'in is held every year, yet the world media rarely covers
it. In Chicago and the United States, there's a lot of propaganda.
Via the same media, the African Americans in the United States are shown as criminals.
There's a lot of media that make us look at false things.
Not only in America, but rather in the whole world, they were under oppression.
Both the judicial system and the police system working hand in hand to constantly oppress black people.
In the shadows are the little boys begging for change, miskin, poor.
Their past is slavery.
Those are the ones that we identify with.
And today, they have been pushed aside as outcasts.
Back home, they're us.
They are also in need of a role model whom they can look up to and get hope from.
It is not only commemoration of the past, that is prefiguration of the future.
And that's all those young brothers in the street would need to hear, because I'm telling you, he just said,
people are aware of what they're doing. You know, and they're tired.
They're tired of this stuff. They're tired of every time they look up.
Throughout history, there have been individuals who neither ignored nor put up with cruelty and oppression.
And our organization is about uplifting humanity, not only black people, but humanity in its general sense.
We go to grab them, we want to hug them and rub on them, because we know how it feels to be in that dark. That's where we live, baby.
Those who will not accept that this world consists only of oppressors oppressing and the oppressed simply submitting.
Justice, no peace. This is the end of the rule of the beast.
I'm one of the co-founders of Hip Hop Detox.
When hip hop was in its early stages, it was designed to deal with the conditions of the people in the slums and the ghettos.
From Chirac to Iraq on a 777 plane to honor the martyr named Imam Hussein. Alayhi salam, we born and feel the pain.
They are in need of a role model, able to touch hearts and lead people towards justice.
We're looking forward to getting the world to make sure the world understands how our human rights are being violated.
We must keep searching until we reach that point of hope.
Hussein's always been my inspiration. So when I fight injustice, that's because of Hussein.
So we come from a land of persecution to a land of celebration.
Stay with us. Stay with another caravan with a different plan and a different strength, but a common purpose. The improvement of their societies. They have traveled to Iraq so they could get enlightenment from the greatest role model of steadfastness in the face of oppression, Hussein ibn Ali, alayhi salam.
After the fall of the Saddam Hussein Iraq, after when the occupation, American occupation of Iraq is almost over, there appears in the ancient, most ancient civilization, is born something new.
Geopolitical analyst, it's very important to see it by my eyes, to feel from the street, for example, to talk with people and to understand what really happens.
I am very much impressed for today's occasion. I, for the first time, visiting Iraq nowadays, and I can say that all the picture that I watch right now in Najaf and Karbala impresses very much.
That is the sign, spiritual sign, and example to follow, because we need to return to our proper roots.
This is the flag that all of the displaced and disenfranchised Africans identify with. This one,
this thing knew I was coming.
Yet you have people who actually work the entire year so they can feed people in the Arba'in. Where does that happen? In a country like Iraq? That is amazing. You know, a country that doesn't have the wealth of Saudi Arabia, that doesn't have the capacity of Saudi Arabia.
Once we learned of the story, once we learned of the reason, once we learned that this is a connection to us in a very serious way, because the city that we reside in is known around the world as Chirac.
This is where the most of the murders and killings are taking place in that particular area, the robberies and the stealing and the killing.
And so once we received the word that this was an opportunity for us to participate in that which would put Iraq or Iraq in a light of peace, a light of empowerment, a light of recognizing the value of good over evil, virtue over vice. That was something that we couldn't pass up.
The goal is to intensify it more, to get the movement more organized, and also to get a masjid in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago.
Because we desire a better environment, We desire a better environment. We desire better.
It's very important that we come here, you know, to find strength. And I don't think there is greater example or greater martyr in the history of humanity than Imam Hussein. And the love that he has managed to actually command to his name and under his banner.
It is such a supreme blessing on high from Allah to come in the spirit of Imam Hussein. What a martyr.
You know, we need to remember that the message of Imam Hussein and his legacy actually belong to, you know, to humanity as a whole.
This is a celebration of his life, of his legacy, and his sacrifice.
And you know, we told everybody, we're not preaching anything. We don't want anyone to convert. Actually, we don't care about conversion because Imam Hussein is beyond everyone.
So I think it's very important that, you know, we make sure that not just Shia and Muslim, you know and practice Arba'in. It has to be something that is giving out back to the world.
We really wanted them to witness this miracle. And believe me, they have witnessed it, and it has affected them.
This is a congregation of 20 million people walking from Najaf to Karbala just for the sake of love. You don't get that very easily in the world. It is very difficult to find people do that.
Have over 20 million people from everywhere in the world, all faiths compounded, coming here just to say Labeik Ya Hussein and to say his name. And they are willing to give up everything for him on this one day. It's more than beautiful. And I'm just going to repeat what Lady Zainab said, and it's, all I see is beauty. And it's true. When you come here, all you see is beauty.
And the reason why she said all I see is beauty is because that here, intent and sacrifice,
right,
for the sake of truth, for the sake
of
God.
Yeah,
that's what she said. All I see is beauty.
You know, you know, al-amal wa laysa al-kalam. You know, it's not just talk, you act it.
Allah says, how can you say you believe and you not be tried? Allah will try you all the way to the end to see if you are the truthful ones or the liars.
See, Imam Hussein is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad.
What a martyr. That martyr represents the ultimate sacrifice to give birth to a new Islam.
He was the one who saved Islam. This is why we're here today. If he wasn't there and his sacrifice wasn't there, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be celebrating this.
So you have to be a lion in order to shed the blood to free the millions and the billions into the new world, that new kingdom of Allah on earth.
Celebration of his life, of his legacy, and his sacrifice. We could never have done this without Imam Hussein.
When we were invited, Brother Enoch was invited. He told me that this is what we're going for. I was going to, so I can have some preconceived knowledge. And he sent me a link. And the link that I saw was of the event itself. I saw the people crying. I saw the people being moved, and I wonder, it piqued my curiosity.
You know, my mother, she transitioned last year on April 11th after battling with cancer. And may the Most High be pleased with her soul. And I know that when we came together as a family and my friends came, we celebrated her life. And when I see people in mourning, my hope is always that we go from mourning to being thankful for the sacrifice, and then go from being thankful for that sacrifice to now being imbued with the spirit to sacrifice.
These are people who are commemorating and upholding the legacy of a martyred, beautiful family.
Hazrat Abbas and Imam Hussein, you truly understand what it means to stand for dignity and to be willing to sacrifice absolutely everything that you are or whatever you will be for the sake of God and to defend your religion.
To be imbued with the spirit to say, I must do something in my life that's purposeful so that as I go through this process, this walk, this mourning of the life of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and all those 72 that were killed, that I do something that reflect that spirit, because that's the same spirit that made Dr. Martin Luther King do what he did. That's the same spirit that made Malcolm X do what he did. That's the same spirit that made Medgar Evers do what he did. That's the same spirit that made Harriet Tubman do what she did.
Through pre-existing martyrs, I know the story. Through Christ, I know the story. Through Fred Hampton, I know the story. Through Laquan McDonald, through so many, I know the story, but I didn't know that story.
It's the same thing that's happened historically over and over and over again. You know, people come, they see something beautiful, they see the wonderful resources, and they see the beautiful people, and they just want to take it over.
They'd always struggled. They was always consistent in their efforts to mobilize the oppressed, the down and out, the needy. And this is what we have incorporated in our movement here in Los Angeles, California, that we have been established for almost 40 years.
Hussein's always been my inspiration. So when I fight injustice, that's because of Hussein. I support Palestine because of Hussein. I support anyone, even in England, who's working class and is struggling in life, can't pay their bills. If I support them, it's because of Imam Hussein. So for me, Imam Hussein is justice.
So we are approaching the last moment when the army of Mahdi, when the army of the last Imam and the end of the day will solidarity, will appear to give the last fight against oppressor and to unite all the dispossessed, all the oppressed of the world in unique army that will fight Dajjal.
Look at all the people. I am not able to feel bad. I'm not able to get tired. I'm not able to be hungry, thirsty. Everywhere we go, we see it's love.
I don't think we say thank you enough to the Iraqi people to actually to provide people with food, water, and shelter, and massages, and everything else. And I think it's a credit to the Iraqi people that even though they've been through tremendous hardship and struggles, they still find it in their heart to actually hear Imam Hussein's message of humanity.
I could not imagine in Iraq, with so much love that, for example, millions of people in heavy traffic and difficult situation, they help each other. They are concerned by each other. So it is a real ethic and religious miracle.
Meaning the morning of a new day, the dawn, as Holy Quran says, the dawn of a new day. This is what I see.
That kind of generosity is not seen easily around the world. People get into debt just because they want to feed people who go walk the Arba'een. That's not easy.
And if we could do this every day, not just a little while, we would have peace on earth.
This country, Iran, so many places. I think that the whole world was Eden. You know, people talk about the Garden of Eden and where is it? The whole world was Eden. Until we started destroying it. It's all a garden.
It can bring peace to the world, it can bring justice to the world, and it can bring unity to the world. This is an example everybody has to look at.
Being Christian Orthodox, we have different perspective. We have different terms for understand the last battle, but we as well belong to the culture of awakening.
We have some difference, but we have a lot of similar things. For example, idea of end of times, idea of martyrs, and so on.
This just doesn't happen. This is people making it happen.
We should have the same millions of Christian believers following our holy, visiting our holy place, making our Christian Orthodox festivals, and to be awakened to the same battle, to the same struggle against Antichrist.
This is what Imam Hussein gave his life for. This is part of his martyrdom and those with him.
Imam Hussein faced, you know, the army of Yazidis. Christians were with him. It was not just, you know, his Shia. There was other people who came because they understood what he actually stood for. And so to have people, you know, from all walks of life and different parts of the world to come here in Karbala and to witness Arba'een is actually very touching.
And I think on the same day the Arba'een walk starts here, they should have, for people who cannot come here, they should have Arba'een walks all around the world.
It's not only for Shia people, it is idea of justice. social justice. Every man, every woman looking for justice.
It's a cry for justice. It's a cry for healing. It's a cry to become one with Allah and to be free.
So Allah raises people from among us to say, no, go this way or go that way. And if we listen to those enlightened ones, those guided ones, then they form a pathway for us to get out.
Free of oppression, you know, to live in a kingdom of peace and freedom, justice and equality, where there's no suffering and no pain. There's too much, you know.
Well, I think that we are living in a time such as there has never been before. The level of turbulence, oppression that is going on throughout the earth, the people are longing and yearning to be free.
And this is important, especially when we see what is happening across the world in terms of how people are being enslaved and robbed of their dignity and thrown into poverty or even jailed for their ideas. It's very important that we come here, you know, to find strength.
About today's event talks about the love of Imam Hussein, what he stood for. We support and stand with all of the people here, the millions who stand against tyranny, oppression, injustice. We are with these people. We feel the same struggle and plight at home in America.
This is my lyrical heart written upon the wall. Prophecy for no call. Go on in the world with crooked political revolutionary role with me. Spiritual warfare, them done, them wash money and gone, them teach us to do it wrong.
We're looking forward to getting the world to make sure the world understands how our human rights are being violated, how our constitutional rights are constantly being violated.
One of the key social issues is the relationship of the police forces with black Americans.
Teach us to do it wrong, every boy and girl. For we fall to in the name of...
This is blood on their hands. This is Jason Stockley. Jason Stockley killed Anthony Lamar Smith December the 20th. They have blood on their hands. This is what they're doing. They have blood on
them. Phenom, I didn't come, I was sent. Remember this. Imani didn't come, he was sent. Remember this. Phenom, I didn't come, I was sent to get a message
so
to the
So the day that we came out and saw what happened with Michael Brown Jr., laying on the ground for 4 hours and a half. Can you imagine what a father go through? Because they talk about a mother, and a mother, we already know what a mother go through, 32 minutes and couldn't touch his son.
Historical problems facing black people is the brutality and the murder that constantly emanates from the government forces personified by the police department.
This is what he has. He can walk out exonerated because of what they're saying, but that's not what we're saying. You know, and it's symbolic that we're doing it here because, like you said, what happened with those 70 warriors with Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. You know, everything is prophetic. You know, we don't choose, Allah chooses.
Power to the people. The masses is greater than man's technology.
But they're so arrogant.
that they just let this man off with pay. He became a millionaire, and now he's somewhere secluded, living good. And it set the tone throughout America about all of us.
He was chosen to awaken this world, you know, to shake his city up.
What Brother Mike Brown is doing is he's keeping the world conscious because they're very unconscious.
In Ferguson, when you mentioned that, that was a, of course, unfortunate situation with the murder of Michael Brown Jr. that led to international outcry as relates to the treatment of black people.
We are here in the spirit of Imam Hussein, yes, the great martyr, and in the spirit of Mike Brown, the great martyr. That's what we are here for. So in the spirit of Mike Brown, in the spirit of Imam Hussein, in the spirit of Lord John, we are here.
It makes you think about America and black people being in slavery for 400 years. Everything is symbolic to them.
You know, my heart goes out to all who suffer this type of brutality because this is not a new brutality. This brutality has been going on for years, for hundreds of years.
We are a persecuted people back home through generations.
Looking at the just the tremendous suffering of black people in America, and you know, and coming through, you know, the transatlantic slave trade, and coming through 400 years of slavery, you know, Jim Crow, and the continued oppression, and looking at the resilience of our people. That should have been wiped off the planet after what we've been through.
This is America's history. This is America's history. This is America's history. This is America's history here. The history of America. This is what America is known for. This is the history of America. This is the history of America. This is the history of America. While America is talking about everybody else violating human rights, these are the first people that violated our human rights and sold us into slavery, into bondage, and did every type of atrocity.
They look at black life like it's nothing. They spend more time on their dogs. They have more on animal rights. They have more on, it was a young man in the States called Michael Vick, and he was dealing with dogs. Michael Vick lost over $200 million worth of endorsements.
Imam's plan created sacred and holy land for the spiritually indigenous child, woman, and man. I'm a runaway slave with Jesuit ways. My heart is beyond brave, y'all. Freedom is what I crave. Some say follow him, others tell me not to. I follow the man in the mirror, but he only moves when I do.
You know, our people, you know, black people in the church, you know, and they're singing gospel. You know what I'm saying? And they're praising God, and they're, you know, they're crying out, and they're moaning, and they're groaning, and they're crying, you know, and that's what I saw here. You know, they're breaking down in the mourning, and I parallel that to the church. You know, the black church and the mothers crying and they're catching the Holy Ghost.
So the more your expression deals with this need to be free, the greater you become in the eyesight of the people and in the eyesight of Allah. Because Allah is never on the side of the oppressor. He's always on the side of the oppressed. There are youth who are self-sabotaging because they know they're going to be persecuted.
They have seen a lot of stuff happen in their life. You know, mothers get raped, fathers get beat, fathers getting killed. You know, everyone in their family being disrespected, or they know someone that's been disrespected by the police, and that carries on in a young soul. And as they get older, it actually creates beasts.
Most of them think you have to take this. This is something that you got to do. You got to look down. You can't look a man in the eyes. Why we're persecuted? Because we are different and we are misunderstood. Our strength is scary. And when we're strong and knowledgeable, that's twice as scary.
And when we're strong and knowledgeable and loved, oh my goodness, that becomes a nuclear fear. A nuclear fear. So there's the call to strike that culture.
Young boys with long braids get sprayed in gangways. Remember this, Imam, he didn't call me, was sent to get a message to the desperate of the devil's intent.
So they grow up with their own knife to their throat, so to speak.
We have had over these few years with all the publicized killings in the black communities in Chicago, Chicago has become known as Chi-Rac.
About a year ago, it was in the LA Times paper, they said that it's more killings in Chicago than New York and LA combined. You know, New York is the biggest city in America. LA is the second largest city. Chicago is the third largest city. They had about 730 killings there, homicides in Chicago last year. And it's on track for another 750 or 60 to be killed this year.
Well, in my mind, the question that should be asked is, how is the young blacks in Chicago getting exotic weapons? How are they getting AR-15s, Dracos? How are they getting AK-47s and all these kind of weapons? We know that guns, just like drugs, come on trucks and trains and boats and planes, and these guys on the block don't own a damn canoe.
They never wanted us to be unified. So when two black people were together, this is what they did. They sent an example of what was going to happen. They've never wanted us together.
And this is all have been orchestrated and perpetrated by the enemies of Allah. And how they do this because of divide and conquer. You know, there's no way America could rule the world if 50 million black people came together and united.
I was supposed to be here a day before my brother Enoch and the rest of the brothers, Phenom and Young Khan.
At any point, we weren't really expecting the group to come because of the hurdles that they went through.
But Shaitan, remove a letter from my last name so they cancel my flight. But I said I will not go back home. I went back home just for one night. When I came back, flight still didn't come. I could just hear feel the spirit of Imam Hussein saying, come, come.
He went through, I mean, it was Imam Hussein, I mean, the patience that he went through. I mean, you could really feel Imam Hussein taking care of him at every step of the way, every step of the way.
And I stay steadfast. And the Holy Quran says that Allah says that Allah loves the steadfast and the patient. So I had to stay overnight, three nights straight in the airport. On that second night, that airport became my palace.
He didn't give me a lot of hope. He gave me a lot of hope. I should have been giving him that hope, but he gave me a lot of hope. To the last minute, he had hope that this is going to happen.
Allah put a calm on me and let me know that he will see me through no matter what Shaitan and his agents were doing to stop me from coming.
I was told that they had additional questions regarding my passport. But that was strange because they already communicated that, you know, your passport process was over because they gave me a passport. And I did all the legal steps. So when they communicated that you needed to do some additional questioning and answering, that was strange to me. And so they came out of nowhere with that one.
When somebody like Brother Enoch Muhammad has the an NSA at his doorstep the next day, after he published on his Facebook account that, you know, from Chi-Rak to Iraq, I'm coming in.
From Chi-Rak to Iraq on a 777 plane. The honor, the modern name, Imam Hussein. Alayhi salam, we mourn and feel the pain. Yazid must leave, Shaitan is to blame. From the jab to the bella, nothing can stop us. One brotherhood from the peasant to the sky.
But I think also just due to the reality that surveillance on social media is very real. And when you begin to communicate again that you're going to come to an area that's infamous as far as Iraq.
This kind of gathering, this kind of commitment can defeat anything.
They know that if a powerful movement is spawned inside of America, especially spearheaded by Ahlul Bayt, it can cause problems.
People walk for miles and miles and miles to get in the shrine, to make salat, and then go home.
If people walked like this for justice, for peace, for unity, nobody can touch them.
30 million bees is a problem. 30 million ants is a problem. 30 million anything is a problem. But 30 million people coming on the same accord is a problem for them. And this is something that they see that they can't control.
And as the Quran says, had it been a short journey and a near gain, they all would have done it. But nay, the journey was too hard. I just saw somebody on a stretcher. I saw people laying on the road. I saw poor people. I saw people of all classes.
Out of 30 million people, this is what they hate seeing, this type of organization. And I forgot the word, when they look at it from a helicopter, they see that
black serpent.
They see that black serpent. And when they see that many people coming on a regular basis and they see the people on a bottom level willing to give everything they have and they don't even have anything.
But what I did not see was a lot of black people like me. And that concerned me that out of 30 million or more people, I could not count 50 blacks. And I asked myself, why?
You know, young African Americans grow up feeling that they come from a people who are good for nothing, who've contributed nothing to the world.
This is what we lack in our own history, right? That's because right. There's a disconnect.
That's
because
right.
We don't know where we're from, a lot of us.
That's right.
We can't tell the stories.
That's right.
Because they've
that's
been taken right. away from us.
Exactly.
They've changed
yeah.
our history.
Found that there was a lot that my children didn't know about themselves. Many of them, most of them, were African American and Latino. And many of them hadn't learned enough about themselves as children of those particular cultures to know that there was anything about them or their cultures to be proud of.
Hearing and reading and watching the story of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, this fits right in with our history and our tradition.
When history is filled with us being loyal companions of the Prophet, of Imam Hussein, we learned about Lord John from the Ayatollah, the custodian of the shrine. He heard a poem that I wrote.
The jab to Kabbalah, nothing can stop us. One brotherhood from the peasant to the scholar. That's word to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We in the desert with this cool spring water. We drinking from the spirit and we feed on the struggle. We know so no Quran whenever we get in trouble. Pray for the prophet spirit, beg Allah to make it double.
It
we
increase mind, our energy and the history of this one named Lord John. J-A-W-N. And Lord John was one of the most loyal companions who was black.
And where our ancestors fought alongside Imam Hussein to the dying death as poets. And we use our God-given gifts to love on those who are in the shadows.
And when they see hundreds of thousands of books written by Africans, okay, in Timbuktu, how this was a center of scholarship in the Muslim world. They, you know, it helps to build up their self-esteem.
And regardless of color, creed, or class, and regardless of land, label, or language, we recognize there is one creator. And when anyone acts on the will of God, the spirit of God, regardless of their label, that's something that we identify because that represents truth without boundaries.
That is a sign, spiritual sign, an example to follow the Russian Orthodox people, because we need to return to our proper roots.
Those
those that were in power and authority, they consciously blotted out the black people's impact at that time because they were afraid that if black people were included, that people would look up to them and try to pattern themselves after them.
When our enemy, Dajjal, sees how the people is awakening to fight against him, because the Jihadul Kabir, the great jihad, it is inner jihad, it is jihad against injustice. But when there is Jihadul Kabir, when there is the great jihad, the Jihadul Sahir, little jihad follows. So an Antichrist should be afraid spiritually, should be against all this awakening of the spiritual identity.
I think I'm here with people who were able to see beyond what the U.S. and Israel presented. And so when Donald Trump says radical Islamic terrorism, basically what he's describing is his own creation.
Muslims, who are considered by the humanity as cruel and violent and warriors, now they represent, they behave with love, with mildness, with correctness.
Western media is very experienced with false propaganda against any religions.
And so we have seen an earthquake take place in Iraq and in Syria, where this newly fabricated Islam, where the U.S. and Israel actually tried to create a new Islam.
Yes. The new mean ISIS is there.
Yes. Yes. ISIS, well, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, yes. Daesh, yes. You name, yes. Across.
All of us created by the U.S.
The U.S. and Israel have created,
yes,
this,
yes, yes,
phenomenon. Yes. But I think I'm here today, yes, with the real Islam.
See, the Islam that is shown in the media is made up by people to fool the world, to give Islam a bad name. That is not Islam. This is Islam.
They just focused on the Islam culture, on Muslim populations, on Muslim countries, because of our own interest. Just remember Doctrine of Carter about interest of United States in the Persian Gulf. So not only Islam and many other religions are targeted by Western media, but now people from Western countries can come and can to see by our eyes what happens there. It's very safe place and very nice people around.
This is Islam. Islam is a religion of love. It's a religion of peace. It's a religion of unity. And if you don't believe me, come see Arbaeen.
A political Islam that suited their interests. But they've been beaten back. This is momentous.
If social media, all the TV stations around the world really want to show the world what Islam is, they should come to Arbaeen.
All the brothers come together and stand together and live together, be prepared to die together for the liberation of our people. Oh Allah, we beseech you in your name, oh Allah, O most beneficent, O most merciful, O most generous, O self-persisting, yes. O eternal, O great one,
I mean,
O calamity, O most wise.
I mean,
praise be to you. There's no God but you.
That's right.
Oh, you are the best of those who provide comfort.
I mean,
please save us from the fire, O Lord.
Yes.
O chief of chiefs, you answer the prayers.
I mean,
you raise the rank. You restore bounty. You grant peace. You accept repentance. You know every thought. You know the mystery.
That's right.
You remove misfortune.
I mean,
praise be to you.
Lovely.
There's no God but you.
Oh, you were the best of those to provide comfort. Please save us from the fire, Lord. We are all of one. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Long live Imam Hussein.
Long live Imam Hussein.
Long live the legacy of Imam Hussein.
Long live the legacy of
Imam Hussein.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Now we hug each other.
Yes.
We all hug.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.